Our catechism lesson for this evening comes to us from the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Been studying the Lord's Prayer these last couple of weeks, and tonight we'll be looking at question and answer number 101, found on page 975 in the back of your hymnals. What do we pray for in the first petition? In the first petition, which is, Hallowed be thy name, we pray that God would enable us and others to glorify him in all that whereby he maketh himself known, and that he would dispose all things to his own glory. So our catechism lesson features for us this evening this first petition of the Lord's Prayer, Hallowed be thy name. You know, at first glance, this petition may not appear to us as straightforward as, say, maybe the fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. I mean, that's very straightforward. And first question we may ask, is this really a petition at all? When I was in college, I participated in a Bible study on prayer, and the leader taught us that prayer consists in adoration, praise, confession, thanksgiving, and petition. Before going to God with our requests, he insisted, we ought first to spend time praising and thanking God for all that he has done for us. And according to this model of prayer, it would make sense to see the words, Hallowed be thy name, as praise to the one who has revealed himself to us as Father through the Spirit of the Son, whom he has sent into our hearts, to allude to the Apostle Paul in Galatians 4. So we can understand then the words to be something like this, Our Father in heaven, blessed be your name. Our word choice here brings up a second reason why this first petition in the Lord's Prayer may not seem to us to be as straightforward as the subsequent ones. And that is that the word hallowed is an English archaism. It's no longer commonly used. Now, you'll see that it's contained in the word Halloween, and it's also actually in Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, where Lincoln used it to speak of the Civil War battlefields where so much blood was shed and so many lives were lost. But perhaps these instances of the word bring us no closer to grasping what hallowed means in the context of the Lord's Prayer. So go back to the original. You see that the root of the word translated in our Bibles as hallowed is holy. Prophet Isaiah described God as the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity and whose name is holy. The same prophet, while in the temple in the year that King Uzziah died, saw a vision of seraphim around God's throne who cried out to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. In this light, then, we may say that hallowed be thy name means may your name be sanctified and set apart and acknowledged and declared as holy. Thus, we can say that this line in the Lord's Prayer is praise, but above all, it is petition, asking God for something that he can give or do, and therefore is to be expected from him. God's name should be sanctified. It should be secured against all denial, slander, and desecration. It should be magnified on earth as it is in heaven. And this ought to be the heart's desire of every child of God, a desire that, in fact, finds expression in the first petition of the Lord's Prayer. So the Catechism acknowledges this desire and therefore interprets the petition to mean asking God to enable us and others to glorify Him in all that whereby He makes Himself known. To ask God that He should sanctify His name and do that which He can do implies a corresponding willing and acting on our part, according to the Catechism. That is to say, the petition, as interpreted by the Catechism, it carries within it an implicit request to God to work in us that perform the deeds that serve to set apart, to sanctify His name. So what might this mean? The Catechism really doesn't spell it out in detail, and so it may be helpful to consult Reformation sources. Luther, in his small catechism, saw the petition in connection with the third commandment, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain." Luther explains that God's name is holy in itself, but so that it might become holy among us too, the Word of God ought to be purely and simply taught and confessed, and that we ought to live holy lives in accordance with it. In this way, we bring praise and honor to God in all our words and works. Now, you'll see also that the Heidelberg Catechism looks in the same direction in question and answer 122, and I quote from part of it. "Hallowed be thy name" means to direct all our living, all that we say and do, in such a way that your name may never be blasphemed among us. So do our lives witness to the power, wisdom, kindness, justice, mercy, and truth of God in our homes, in our workplaces, in public? Do our words and actions validate and confirm what we confess in our worship? The authors of the Westminster Shorter Catechism saw fit to prioritize the ethical implications of the petition, "Hallowed be thy name," as we can see. But they realize that the content of the petition is not exhausted in implied exhortation to will and to do that which brings glory to God. The first petition prays that God Himself hallow His name by His own sovereign work, that we, by our own actions, should somehow remedy the wrong relationship between God's character and work on the one side and that which opposes Him and dishonors His name in the world as well as in the church on the other. That's not within our power. We can only pray that He Himself should do this. And so that's why the Catechism adds, "Dispose all things to your own glory." Hallowed be thy name, then, as a petition to God, is that God should establish by His own act, by His own power, His name. In the words of 18th century German hymn writer Gottlieb Arnold, "God the Lord should crush, break, and destroy all powers of darkness, subject them to judgment, make us certain of victory, lift us from the dust of our sins, cast out the serpent's brood, and let us find freedom, freedom in the Father's house." That is what it is for God to sanctify, to make holy His name on earth as it is in heaven. God's pledge to us is that all this will come to pass in Jesus Christ. You'll see that in His heart, the desire to hallow the name of His Father as pure, according to John 12:28, "Father, glorify your name." We may take that to be the equivalent of the first petition in the Lord's Prayer. And of course, the answer came from heaven: "I have glorified it." The total and final sanctifying of the name of God has taken place in Jesus Christ And soon that will be made manifest to all on earth as it is in heaven.